bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the extravaganza today, comedians Kevin McCaffrey and John Evans, plus Queen, Spanish, and Ace's Joke of the Day, right after this.
She's a former exotic dancer and adult film star with a rack as big as the Grand Tetons. Now, she's a small claims court judge, and all her decisions are final. Catch the hot new show from Bob and Tom Television. She's sexy. She's stacked. She's Jugs Judy.
This court is now in session. And before we get started, let's take a moment to let our bailiff introduce himself.
Hi. I'm Bob Kavoyan. Jugs Judy, may I say that you look absolutely stunning today. You certainly are one gorgeous lady.
Why, thank you, Bob. You keep flirting like that, and my gavel won't be the only thing getting banged today. My, it's a little warm in here. Does anyone mind if I loosen my robe?
Your Honor, that's what I call exhibit Double D.
Bob, meet me in my chambers after court. I'd love to go through your briefs. Oh, and bring your handcuffs.
Yes, ma'am.
Jugs Judy. It's a guilty pleasure. Available only on Bob and Tom Television.
This court is adjourned. Now let's all go to my place for margaritas and skinny dipping. Bob.
Catch Jugs Judy. After an all-new CSI Circus of Queers, only on the Bob and Tom Television Network.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
You know who that is? That's Ace Cosby, Private Eye.
Radio, time to rock.
Radio engineer, there you go. Ace and I getting ready for that KISS tour.
Very excited. It's in August.
Hey, you prep the way you do, we prep the way we do.
Name four KISS songs.
You'd have to kidnap me like they would. You know how you have to send your kid off to camp sometimes? They have to, in the middle of the night with a van, they'd have to come throw me at to get me to a KISS concert.
Tom's favorite is Love Gun.
Detroit, Rock City.
Yes.
What they call Tom, Dr. Love.
Thank you very much. I'd like to party.
All night.
Or potty all night and potty every day.
Am I the only one who thought it was part of every day instead of party?
So you want to rock and roll all night and part of every day.
Part of every day.
Yeah, you gotta be
that's hilarious. What I thought it was.
You gotta have some time to rest.
It's a more sensible approach to the rock and roll lifestyle.
Lyric to begin with.
We have guests in the studio, if you could possibly behave. Comedian John Evans is here with us.
I've already apologized to the newest guy.
Okay.
You called him the big one.
Who?
Didn't you?
I said, Kevin, I apologize.
Yeah, because during the break, didn't you go, who's the clean cut in the room?
Isn't he clean cut? Look at that hair. Look at that hairdo.
Thank you. I showered. Yeah.
See? Look at that.
Kevin McCaffrey looks like a guy in the 50s that had a beard. Because there are never any guys in the 50s with beards, but if they did, they were really well kept.
Yeah, he's sort of a. Thank you. Looks like you would be hanging around the Village.
Yes. I'm going to speak Tom to Tom. He looks like if he had an eye patch, he could be the next Hathaway man.
Yes.
Hathaway shirt.
That's great. This, I have no idea how complimentary or insulting that is.
Yeah, that's a Hathaway.
It's very complimentary.
Yes. You look like a slightly off the rails Bob Crane.
Oh, thank you. I had a child on the subway tell me that I look like a broke ass Jimmy Kimmel, is what he told me. So,
broke ass Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
I would have gone Colin Hanks.
Oh, very good, yes.
I've gotten that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've gotten
that
the Hathaway man was a shirt campaign?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The guy had an eye patch?
He did have an eye patch,
when I was
yes.
a little kid, he used to creep me out.
You know, I make up a lot of stuff, but I didn't make that up.
Dude, the Hathaway man is a badass.
Oh, yeah.
It was supposed to be kind of a James Bond-esque.
Why is he wearing an eye patch?
There was no
explanation. He's missing an eye, and they never said why. It was presumably from some...
So what was Hathaway?
A shirt.
It was a shirt.
Oh, okay, so he's just advertising the shirts. Oh, dude, I would have bought a Hathaway based on that ad, of course.
Has a magazine ever done a thing with Anne Hathaway and had her get up in one of those shirts with an eye patch?
No, yeah. No, because they want to sell things.
Oh, okay.
They wouldn't use Anne Hathaway. She's
a reasonable question.
Yeah. You are not a fan.
No,
Christy Lee is at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk. We'll talk with Christy in just a second.
Aaron Anna Kendrick can join hands and run into traffic.
But Kevin, I know you've moved to New York City.
Yes.
And you're living in what part of the city?
I live in Queens, New York now. As far as I can tell, drugs are just legal there now, so that's exciting.
Okay.
I know that because I live in a first floor apartment, and on the second floor right above me, there is a drug dealer.
Ah.
And I know that because people order their drugs by walking up next to my first floor window, and then they just shout their drug orders.
Ah.
Into the second floor window. So it's just like a junkie Romeo and Juliet situation every morning.
Has somebody taken the concept of Uber, which is, you know, it's gone to pretty much everything now.
Oh, drug delivery?
Sure.
Oh, I think so in California they do, don't
they?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
I meant more the black market trade. Is there an Uber for that yet, or an Uber-like internet thing?
You would think there'd have to be. I would think the app would make it a little too trackable, you would think.
But, yeah, but,
true.
You know?
When you put your
states.
Address in and your right. credit card information.
Yeah. Only in states where it's legal would that
yeah.
be.
You
get, thing.
You
know. Well, I mean, the obvious name would be Doober if it was D-O-O-B-E-R. That has to have been talked about a billion times. But
sure.
That's interesting. Well, you live in Astoria, right?
I do. Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of comedians live in Astoria, Queens.
Mm-hmm.
And how's it going? You enjoying the city?
Yeah, it's nice. I dig it. I grew up in the suburbs outside Chicago, so the story is very different. Queens is officially, it's the most ethnically diverse county in the country.
Really?
Which is very cool, but different from where I grew up. I hear people speaking different languages all the time, which is great, but I feel like since I didn't grow up around that, I'm still too impressed when I hear someone speak another language. Like, I was leaving my apartment the other day, and there's a baby in a stroller speaking Spanish. And I'm so dumb, my first thought was not, oh, that baby's probably being raised in a Spanish-speaking household. My first thought was, oh, my God, that baby's a genius.
That kid's bilingual?
Yeah. How does he already know Spanish? He is in a stroller. Is he on Rosetta Stone? That is quick. Yeah.
Little headphones on.
Yeah.
It's Kevin McCaffrey hanging out with us right now. We've got a bunch of other stuff to get to. Also, coming up in just a few minutes, it'll be our baseball report. From John Evans, finding out what's going on with catchers and pitchers reporting. I hope that, as I was saying, I hope that tradition sticks around. Because a lot of these sports tend to suddenly drop stuff. Like, it used to be a specific team would always have the first game of the season.
Oh, right, yeah.
I can't imagine that ever going away because it's, first off, there's a reason for it.
Why right. pitchers and catchers. That was going to be my question.
Sure. You got to get that down before you
why
do
why do pitchers and catchers have to report first?
They can use the extra time.
Yeah.
They want to get their relationships and there's, you know.
And they're only allowed to have so much... What do they call it in the NFL when it's
contact
off season? There are certain
off season OTAs, organized team activities.
Yeah, there you go. That's it.
Oh, OTAs.
You know organized that's been legislated too in the new CBA of the NFL. You can't hit as much as you used to hit during practice.
Well, yeah,
but that's what's great about baseball is you know it's about to get warm. You know, it also comes with spring, and it's about to be warm.
And that's kind of enjoyable about football too. It's like the fall because
right.
I love the fall
right.
so
Me
much.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a season. There's a season for everything.
Turn,
Christy.
Turn.
It's the season of love, and today is officially
Single Awareness Day.
Singles Awareness Day, which seems to me to be so cruel.
February 15th declares to the world there's nothing wrong with being single.
And I'm not saying there is. I'm just saying, do you really have to have a day where they underscore it after yesterday? You are quite aware that you were single?
They probably know. Yeah.
Yeah, I figured that out yesterday when everyone said, well, did you get any flowers? Yeah, from my mom.
There are quite a few benefits to being unattached, Tom.
Oh, yes.
Singles can come and go as they please.
The best.
Yep.
You don't think I can come and go as I please?
Nope.
Not at all.
You're
not
correct.
At all.
Thank you very much. That's for asking.
What about career opportunities? A single person doesn't need to consult a spouse or a partner before accepting an offer.
That's right.
Somewhere else.
You can say, I'm quitting my job as a high-paid lawyer to become a dancer, mm-hmm. like I've always wanted.
Always easier for a single to keep up healthy habits because there's no one there to sabotage your
effort. This is a downside.
I beg to differ.
I do too.
I will ask my fellow attorney, John Evans. Now, isn't the reason that you sort of sorted yourself out because you were in a relationship?
That was the light that came on, and then I started going to the secret meetings and realized that my life was more screwed up than I was willing to admit.
Yeah, but it's sometimes.
But it was triggered by dating a girl that was like, I would never date someone that's got the issues that you.
And yet,
so they're saying. I'm sorry. What are they're saying? Being single. What?
It helps you keep up healthy habits because there's not anyone there to sabotage your efforts to work out and eat healthily.
Oh, let's go have a nice romantic ice cream cone.
Well, sure. Let's go get some ice cream. Or, hey, how about tonight we just stay in and order pizza?
Yeah, don't go to the gym.
I get it.
Don't
right.
go to the gym.
Right.
I want to watch this movie.
But at the same time, you don't have somebody there to encourage you to be
right.
healthy, you know.
Yeah.
Why would
Are you going to swat cookies out of your mouth to Nick Griffin's joke?
Right.
Well, I think that goes both ways.
It does.
And singles also tend to be more self-reliant. So happy National Singles Awareness Day.
Yeah, enjoy yourselves.
Okay. By definition, isn't it?
Yeah, you enjoy
yourself.
Yeah.
You kind of have to.
Who are you going to be? Who are you going to be reliant on if there's no one around? I don't know if I should get up or evacuate my bowels or what. I wish I had a partner.
It is weird to know,
Tom.
It is weird to know that if I die on a Friday night, it probably won't be until Monday morning when somebody knocks on my door.
Hey, Josh didn't show up at work today.
Monday afternoon.
Yeah, actually, it would be Monday. Yeah, it would be Monday afternoon.
Can you cue up Harry Nilsson's One is the Loneliest Number right now, please? Anyone?
Just watch that documentary.
Good. Mm-hmm. It's the best documentary.
Yeah. Harry Nilsson is the guy that he's most famous for. What? Everybody's Talking at Me, that great song.
Yeah. I think they make Lime and the Coconut, Lime and the
Coconut. I think they kind of make a leap about Good Old Desk or whatever is his tribute to God because it's G-O-D. I think they kind of make a leap
The
there.
First thing you need to look up, if you're not familiar,
is dreadful song.
Jump Into the Fire. Song. Spotify that right now.
Goodfellas.
Oh God, that song's amazing.
But yeah, the
helicopter, Karen.
And Karen, take a clipboard when you're watching the thing. And there's one scene where Harry isn't smoking.
That's at his funeral.
Man, that guy. Surprised he made it as long as he did. We have a lot to get to here.
Nilsson Schmilsson.
Christy Lee, of course, in her post at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. Do you want the intro, Ace?
Get it. He's Cosby.
What is this, a joke? Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
Why did the old man fall down the well? He couldn't see that well.
Oh.
That sound improvised. That sounded like we took a turn in the middle.
I almost don't get it.
He couldn't see that well.
The old man fall in the well because he couldn't see that well.
Right. Yeah. He couldn't see that well.
It's a misdirection.
All right. How many professional comedians do we have in the room? And I'm going to count Josh.
And they all laugh.
Mm-hmm. Well,
there are three.
The joke works if there's a different word for well that we can put in the setup.
It would, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to joke doctor this?
Yes, we sure are.
So,
okay.
So why did he fall in the hole?
Why did the old man fall in the cistern?
No, how about
yes.
What if you did it?
I couldn't see that well.
Did you hear about the old man touring the oil fields?
Please tell me his name was Derek, right?
Yeah. Old Derek. He worked in the oil.
He fell in one of me. Couldn't see that well.
Now, that's pretty good. I think.
Full disclosure.
Okay. Yes.
Ace looked at me like 3 hours ago and said, this one's funny.
That's not all that happened.
That's exactly what happened.
That was a different joke.
Well, why didn't you go? All right, because here's what happened.
Son of a bitch.
Well, Chick, Ace, and I were the only ones in here, and Chick and I quietly, whatever. And
I got the email, looked at it, and I said, I laughed.
You laughed hard. And that's the one you chose not to tell, the one that made you laugh hard.
I don't do it yet. Do the whole thing. We have a process.
He's Cosby.
This is a joke? Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
A dung beetle walks into a bar. It says, is this stool taken?
There you go.
That's the word change. Yeah. We used a synonym, exactly. And then we got it right.
You know what? I'm going to give you a dollar on that one.
Is this stool taken? Chick enjoyed it.
I like it.
You got to hit dung harder.
Yeah, dung beetle.
I thought you said a dung beetle, and I went, this is a...
Beetles just finished their work.
Yeah. What was he finished doing?
Yeah.
Dung beetle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dung beetle walks into a bar, Tom.
Yeah.
Says, is this stool taken? Oh, man, that's fine. That is a fine joke.
Funny.
Yeah.
Funny.
It felt good in the mouth as I was saying it.
You know,
thank you, Melody.
You know what their doorbell does when you ring it?
What's that?
Ding dong.
Well, you know what? Why not? He just came up with it. Why don't we should give that to him.
Yeah, that took three less hours.
He's right on that.
Yeah, joke per minute wise, that's out of control.
I'll give you a dollar.
Oh, give him a dollar for that.
Thank you.
Give him a dollar for that.
I can't reach it. Kevin.
Yes.
Let's see now. I got
Kevin walks into a bar. No.
Yeah.
Kevin
and
looks,
I say thank you.
You look like a young bearded Colonel Hogan.
Thank you.
From Hogan's Heroes.
I mean, Colonel, that's a high rank.
Is
I'll
that
take
fair?
That.
You know who I'm talking about?
Vaguely, yeah.
Hogan's Heroes.
Mm-hmm. Bob Green.
Bob that's Green. Fair, slender, handsome guy.
Oh, thank you.
All right,
good with a video camera?
Yeah, very good with a video camera.
I think Colin Hanks is it, man.
I'll take it. The money. Call. Yeah, the money is different.
Are you a single guy, married guy?
I'm a married guy.
No kids?
No kids, no. I got married on my 11-year anniversary.
What?
Yeah.
You guys were dating for 11 years?
Yeah, well, we were dating for 9, and then we got engaged,
okay. And
then 2 more years. And sometimes people would hear how long it had been before we got engaged, and sometimes when I say that on stage, and sometimes people in the audience would get mad at me. And so I say people, I could be more specific, sometimes women in the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never once did a guy stand up in the crowd and be like, you got to lock that down, bro. Never. I'm a feminist for equality's sake. I wish it had happened, just never
Christy
did.
And I know a guy that may have the current record.
Yep.
What are
20
they?
Some years.
It's 20,
gotta be.
20 something.
Engaged. Yeah.
Is that Kurt Russell?
Yeah. Who's your friend?
Well, Kurt Russell does have that in Goldie Hawn, but no, it's our friend Steve.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't have used his name.
Well, how the hell?
Oh,
how
Steve.
Many
oh, sure.
Are
yeah,
there
Steve,
out
sure.
there?
Steve Johnson. Oh, no, that's to.
Say what color jacket he wears when he goes to
No, they got
work?
Rid of those.
Okay, sorry.
Neighbors.
Real estate. Realtor reference, you see. Okay. Now, let's get back to it. So you're married. That's good.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else do we need to know about you? Are you an athlete? You're very slender. A little fit.
Thank you. I used to be an athlete. Had a lot of concussions before they were cool, like in the 90s. You know, before we had Will Smith movies about it. But I'm still a big sports fan. It's fun that hearing John talk about sports too, because not a lot of comedians are into sport. Most of my comedian friends tend to be more into like comic books and stuff, and that's fine. But one of my comic book liking friends is making fun of me for caring about sports, and his logic was, he goes, dude, you know none of the players on those teams care about you, right? I was like, yeah, maybe, but you know who really doesn't care about you is Spider-Man. Because he is not real. That I'm sorry, you know, it's a bummer.
I have heard that the newest Spider-Man movie is great.
Spider-Verse or whatever
the
it
cartoon,
is?
Fantastic. Right? The cartoon's supposed to be great. Yeah.
Have
I've
you
seen
it?
I've taken my kid twice.
Yeah, I haven't seen
nice.
It yet.
It's great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Loves it. It's great.
It's on the docket.
Even for an adult.
I enjoyed that new Lego movie because I was able to get a lot of my email covered.
The second Lego movie too? Oh,
The first Lego movie was...
It was supposed, funny.
And the Batman Lego movie was good.
Oh, Chick and I went to that and laughed.
We laughed.
Yeah.
The first Lego movie was
whatever
funny.
Those
By
are.
By the way, you've never seen parents hold their children closer than Josh and I walk into a Lego movie
together
without any kids.
Don't care for it.
Yeah. Totally get that. Yeah, I didn't care for that new one. Very noisy, very loud. And
a lot going on.
That could be the oldest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I know. But I love
kids. I like that movie. It's too
That's
loud.
How my grandma would review movies. Yeah. Hey, how was the movie? It was so cold in there. Oh,
so
geez.
Let me get this straight. You were in a movie on your phone doing your email?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have killed you.
If you weren't in the back row.
I was in the back row.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
No one else in the back row, though. That's important.
Well, no, it had those big chairs you couldn't see.
No, I guarantee you could see.
Yeah, you can see.
Yeah,
it.
You can see. Your
lights up the
My
whole
email
thing.
Was a lot more interesting than that movie.
But what about the people around you?
See, now what that was not a joke.
Right. You guys ever go to a movie by yourself and just when the movie starts, you're still the only person?
It's the greatest.
Yes.
The best.
It is.
You feel like a crazy billionaire.
Yes.
It is amazing. I had that happen for the first time. I realized halfway through, though, it was like great at first, but then halfway through I realized, like, I don't think I can get up to go to the bathroom because they just might shut it off.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.